Hey, listen, we're writing this for the Greene County Messenger. Hopefully it'll be in next Friday.
Okay.
Which is the 20th, the actual day of the inauguration, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I understand you're originally from Waynesburg.
Yes.
And what high school did you graduate from?
I went to Waynesburg Central High School.
Okay, and by the way, you've been doing other interviews this morning, I take it, right?
No, I don't think so.
That's all right. Because Zane Wynn called me, I don't know if you know him or not, but he said that they were doing anyway, that's besides the point. And in school, high school, did you play an instrument? Were you in the bands?
Yeah, I was in band all the way from middle school into high school, and I played saxophone. That's my primary instrument.
High school, okay. And that was both the marching band and the, what do they call it, concert band?
Yeah, I was involved in all the bands that they had.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that also the jazz band? I don't know. What other bands were there?
Well, I was involved in the concert band, the jazz ensemble, the marching band.
Okay, that's enough.
Yeah.
Okay. And did you go to all county band or anything in high school?
I did. I was in all county band. I went to district band and regional band in Pennsylvania.
Okay. Gotcha. And it says here that you studied at WVU and you got a master's in music education and you graduated magna cum laude.
Yeah, I have I don't have a master's in music education. I have a bachelor's in music.
Right. I didn't say master's, did I?
I thought you said master's.
No, I said you studied there and you graduated magna cum laude.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
You got a bachelor's in music education.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what exactly is magna cum laude for the readers to know? Do you have to have a certain QPA or what?
Yeah, you have to have a certain GPA. I'll be completely. I don't actually know what West Virginia considers it right now.
Okay.
But I was in that range.
All right. And in school and WVU, were you? I guess you were in the marching band there as well.
Yeah, I was in the Pride of West Virginia. I was in the marching band at West Virginia, and I was involved in all the other bands at West Virginia University as well.
Oh, okay. So the Pride of West Virginia is the marching band, huh?
Yes.
Okay. So when did you enlist in the Navy?
No, actually, I did enlist in the Navy, but we had how can I put this?
Audition.
We had an audition, and it was a national audition, and I was selected among about 100 applicants. And they only picked me, and so.
Whoa, really?
Yes, yeah.
100 applicants nationwide, and they picked only you.
Yes, and my position with the United States Navy Band is I am the staff arranger, and I'm the staff arranger composer for the United States Navy Band.
Now, when you say they held a national audition, did you audition as a saxophonist or what?
No, I auditioned as an arranger.
So okay.
I wrote a bunch of music. I was given deadlines, and they asked there were criteria for the audition, and I wrote my pieces, and then the band recorded them here in Washington, D.C. And then there was a, just through the audition process, it went from 100 down to 40, down to, I think, 14. And then there were three of us. And then I was selected.
Wow.
Yeah.
And these were just arrangers. They weren't actual musicians to play in the band, right?
The people that auditioned from my position were all currently civilians. And they were all people that were composers and arrangers. And after I was selected, I then enlisted into the United States Navy band. So we had, you had to be first selected, and then from the national audition, and then you had to enlist.
Okay. Now, when was the audition held? Do you remember?
I've been in the band for about 4 years now, and I think the audition was February of 2012.
Yeah, it says you joined the Navy band in July of 2012.
That's when I reported, but the audition was in February, and then after that I went to boot camp.
Oh, okay.
So I reported in July.
Okay, and do you still play saxophone with them?
Well, actually, this is one of my few opportunities that I get to play the saxophone with the Navy band. So this is my second inauguration.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was in Obama's second inauguration. I marched in his, and so now I'm going to be playing saxophone in this one. I actually, my job is to be an arranger or a composer.
Uh-huh.
And, we have people that are professional performers. So I don't actually get the opportunity to play with any of the groups. So this is one of my few opportunities that I do.
Okay. So in the first inauguration that you attended with President Obama, you actually performed?
Yes, I performed on saxophone in our parade block.
In the parade what?
It's called the parade block. It's 99. We have 99 members of the United States Navy Band.
Okay.
And when we're all lined up in our ranks and our files, we call that the parade block.
Okay, so you marched in front of the presidential box then, right?
Yes, I did.
So you marched in the parade, okay. And you'll be marching in this one as well?
Yes.
Marching and playing saxophone?
Yes.
Okay. And is the band going to play only your compositions?
No, they won't be playing any of my compositions. They've been playing this version of Anchors Away for a very long time, before I was even in the band.
Okay.
It's a tradition.
Anchors Away.
Yes, we're going to be performing Anchors Away, and the other piece that we're going to be performing is...
Columbia, Gem of the Ocean.
Columbia, Gem of the...
Ocean.
Gem of the Ocean, okay. And both of them are arranged by someone other than you, right?
Yes.
You didn't arrange either one of these.
Obviously. No, I did not.
Okay. Now, would you want to tell me a little bit about the parade that you're going to be marching in? How long is the parade route? Do you have any idea?
1.5 miles.
1.5 miles, okay. And do you know how many different groups or organizations or contingents, whatever they're called, will be in the parade?
About 2,500 members of the military. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, members of the military are in the parade. Plus, there's others as well.
Yeah, there are civilian. I know there's a few high school bands.
Okay.
They're going to be there.
And equestrian troops.
And there's going to be equestrian troops as well.
From all over the country.
Are those military, the equestrian?
Some
are, yes.
Now, are any of your family going to be at the inauguration?
No, I think everyone's going to be watching it on television.
Okay, and now when you say everyone, what is that, your mother and dad, your siblings?
My mom and dad and my wife and my little dog.
Your little what?
I have a dog.
Oh.
Yeah.
Evie, your mother, let's get your mom and dad's name because people like that.
Yeah.
You still live in Waynesburg?
No, they don't. They moved about 2 years ago.
Okay, to where?
Martinsburg, West Virginia.
Okay. And what are their names?
Oliver and Bonnie Hill.
Okay. And what is your wife's name?
O.C., and that's spelled O-C-I-E.
O.C., and you have a dog.
I have a dog, yeah.
What's
her name's
dog name? Name and breed.
Her name's Ruby, and she's a West Highland Terrier mix.
Okay, now is your, where do you normally live, or where are you stationed, or how does that work? Where are you based?
We are based in Washington, D.C.
Okay. And that's where you live with your wife, right?
Yes.
Okay, but your mom and dad will be watching from Martinsburg.
Correct.
Okay. Now, it says here that when you went to WVU, you studied arranging with John Hendricks, which doesn't mean anything to me. Can you tell me about who is this man that, because I'm going to say that you studied under him, but I'd like to give the folks, the readers, an idea as to who he is and what's his name to fame.
Well, he was the director of bands at one point. He's no longer the director of bands there. I think he's maybe an administrator. However, I can honestly say I was more or less self-taught, and I occasionally went to him for guidance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he was the former director of bands at WVU then, right?
Yes, he was, when I was there, yeah.
Okay. And then it says you studied sax with Curtis Johnson?
Yes, I studied saxophone with Curtis Johnson, and he was the saxophone professor at that time.
At WVU?
In West Virginia, yes.
Okay, and let's see here. Now, it says you received commissions to arrange compositions, ranging from elementary to collegiate level. Who gave you the commission, the U.S. Navy?
No, that's a different type of commission. Actually, are you reading that off of my webpage or off the...
Reading it off of the email that I got from, I guess, Zane Wind.
Huh.
The PR guy.
They must have got our bios off the, because I don't remember filling that out on the sheet.
Oh.
Yeah, I in my time with the Navy, I only really focus on writing for the Navy. But outside, I have done some other things too, for other bands, college marching bands.
And are you the only composer currently with the Navy?
Yes, I am. I am.
And about how many, let's see, it's 2,000, I have it in here, was it 12? That's going on 5 years soon. How many have you made? How many have you done? How many have you completed?
How many arrangements have I completed?
With the Navy.
Gosh, that's a great question.
Many, huh?
I'm gonna tell you that I have probably close to 100.
Wow.
Yeah. With everything that I've done.
Okay. And have any of them been performed anywhere?
Yes. In fact, for the 2012 National Tree Lighting Ceremony, it was performed for that ceremony, and President Obama was there, and Jason Mraz and Colby Collet sang.
What did you arrange?
Baby, It's Cold Outside. That was the song.
Played by the Navy band?
Yeah, it was played by the our Navy Jazz Ensemble.
The Commodores.
And the guest artists that they had were...
Hold on just a second, Timothy, please. Played by the Jazz Ensemble.
Yes, the Commodores. That's their name.
Okay, what were you saying before I interrupted you?
Yeah, the guest artists were... Jason Mraz and Colby Collet.
Jason, how do you spell his name?
We're going to check here on that. I think it's M-R-A-Z.
Okay, well, there's a, yes, that sounds familiar. Not his name, but there is a Mraz, I think in Pittsburgh, that I wrote about before. And who was the other one?
Colby Collet.
Colby, do you know the spelling of his last name?
Yeah, it's like, we're trying to find it here at the computer. It's C-O...
Well, I'm going to look up and make sure.
Yeah, we're gonna get the correct spelling for you in a second.
Okay, and you say guest artists, so they weren't part of the Navy band.
They were not part of the Navy. These are artists that are popular artists.
Jason played, what did he do? Did he sing?
Singers. They were both singers.
Okay.
Colby is spelled C-O-L-B-I-E, and her last name is spelled C-A-I-L-L-A-T.
Okay, C-O-L-B-I-E. C-A-I-L-L-A-T.
Yes.
Okay, guess artists. And they sang Baby It's Cold Outside?
Yes.
All right. And were you in attendance?
I was not, actually.
Oh, so you didn't get to hear your song sung.
I wasn't at that rehearsal. I was doing something else with the Navy band during that time.
Okay. Any other highlights of them, someone performing one of your compositions?
I'm trying to think what else I've done. Can I have a second?
Sure, take your time.
Okay. What I have done. Well, I write for our holiday concerts every year, and they're broadcasts on the internet.
For the Navy holiday concerts.
For the Navy holiday concerts. Oh, yeah. I've also, there was a piece that I wrote.
Wait a minute, Timothy, hold on. The Navy holiday contests are broadcast where?
Concert. The Navy holiday concert. They're broadcast, they're performed at the Daughters of American Revolution Hall.
I've been there.
And they are live streamed on the internet.
Okay. And have you done that for a number of years?
Yeah, I've been doing that the last 4 years that I've been in the Navy.
Oh, that's great.
Also, we have a Navy birthday concert, and that is in October, and I've been doing that the same amount of time.
In October. You don't know the date? October what?
13th is the birthday, but we do it the week before, typically.
October 13th is the actual Navy birthday, but we do it the week before.
It's sometime that week.
It's usually the first week in October.
Okay. Are they live streamed as well? And where are they done? Where are they performed?
They're performed at the Strathmore Performing Arts Center in Bethesda,
Maryland.
Okay. Now, other than the inauguration parades, you don't play sax with the band then anymore, right?
Well, I've never played with the band, only for the inauguration.
Yeah.
But I do occasionally play just for fun. Yeah, I keep up with it.
And where would you do that? Just pick up bands, or do you play at a club or anything, or what?
I mean, I practice daily.
Okay.
Yeah.
But do you perform anywhere in public?
Well, it's been a while.
Are you permitted to with the Navy? I don't know how that works.
I only really just stick to just arranging with the Navy band.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, that's pretty much just... You know, what we're trying to do is just try and keep with you know, trying to, my job is just to arrange music and to try and stay with the, keeping with the Navy message.
So your enlistment, is that for 6 years?
My enlistment, I just re-enlisted.
Oh, re-enlisted.
Yes.
When was this?
Yeah, and I re-enlisted for 3 years.
When was this, what year did you re-enlist?
I re-enlisted, I think it was last January.
January 2016?
Yeah. Okay. So I did 4 years, 2012 to 2016, and then I re-enlisted a little early for 3 years.
Okay. Now, what are your plans after you are released from the Navy?
Well, I hope to do a career, and
that means that you hope to stay in for a 20-year career.
Yeah, I hope to stay in for 20 years.
And, Navy?
Yeah, in the Navy, yeah. And then eventually, after I've hit, you know, or before I get promoted or before I decide to, you know, if I decide to do something else. But actually, I'd like to try and stay in for 20 years and just continue to arrange music and compose music as well.
Now, do you have any original compositions so far?
Yeah, I've done a few, and the band has read through them.
I'm sorry,
what was that?
I didn't hear what you said.
I've written some things.
Okay. Now, when you auditioned way back in 2012, how long is your position as arranger composer indefinite, or does it have to be renewed every so often, or how does that work? I mean, you say you want to be in the Navy for 20 years. Does that mean that you have the position of arranger composer for all those years?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Oh, so.
And so the difference as an arranger and as a composer, I'm mainly an arranger. So what I do is I take other pieces, other people's songs, and I try and make our ensembles to fit our ensembles, because we have a concert band, we have a jazz ensemble, we have a choir. We have, we also have a country band.
Wait, I want to get all this down. You have a country band, you have a jazz ensemble, you have a marching band, and what, you have a concert band, right?
Yes.
Okay, and of course,
you can check out our website. We have, it has all of our ensembles and all of our personnel that's on there as well.
Oh, what's the website?
The website is www.navyband.navy.mil.
M-I-L.
M-I-L. Yeah.
And does the country band have a name as well as the concert band? Because the jazz ensemble is called the Commodores.
Yes, they're called Country Current.
Okay, I'll pick that up on the, wait a minute, I'll just write it down. And what is the concert band called?
The concert band.
The Navy concert band. To keep it simple. So when you auditioned, the previous composer arranger, what, did he retire or something? Or?
He did retire. We had two people on staff, and one of them had just retired, so.
Okay.
My official title is Staff Arranger, STAFFARRANGER.
And you are the only one at current. I asked you this before.
Yes, I am the only arranger.
But before you took over, there were two then, right?
Yes.
Did you say there were two? I'm sorry.
Yes, there were two.
There were two. Huh. So then now it's down to one. Okay. How many members? Did you say how many members are in the marching band?
In the entire Navy band in Washington, there are 174, and in the parade, there are going to be 99 of those members marching.
Why that discrepancy? Some of them aren't marching?
The choir wouldn't march.
Our choir wouldn't march.
Oh, that includes the choir.
Yeah. Mhm. Yes. So we have 99 members that will be marching, plus our drum major. And we also have 3 officers that will be marching as well.
Okay. And so the choir is made up of 75 members then, right?
No. There.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Bishop. I'm one of the public affairs personnel here in the Navy band.
I'm sorry I'm plaguing you with these details.
It's okay. I would love for you to visit our website, and you can see all of our ensembles. But the discrepancy in numbers is we have, as Petty Officer Hill was just mentioning, 6 different performing ensembles as well as a support staff. And so some of our personnel just simply don't march as part of their jobs performing. So they could be our Sea Chanters Chorus. They don't march in the parade. Neither will most of our contemporary music ensemble, our cruisers. So they kind of do more rock music and that kind of thing. The Country Current, typically those folks won't march. Now, that does not mean they will not be involved in the inaugural. Many of them will be escorting other groups that are visiting Washington, D.C. to participate in the parade. Some of them will be tasked with taking photographic as part of our photo team to make sure that we're documenting our participation. Some of them, there are various things that go on during this entire time period in terms of getting people to and from some of these events and advancing some of the events to make sure that all of the logistics are taken care of. So the block, what Petty Officer Hill referred to earlier, our parade block, that means the 99 members of the band who are arranged in, a 9x11 block, if you can imagine 99 people all in formation, those are the people that will be marching and carrying instruments suitable for this type of ceremonial music.
Right. Okay, good. I'm trying to see if I need any other information here. Did I leave anything out that you think is important to put in?
I just want to make sure that people understand that the difference between an arranger and a composer, and the fact that that's my job as an arranger here, but this is just a special case that I get to play.
Right.
Back the phone for just this opportunity. So it's going to be an amazing experience.
And we here in the Navy band are really proud to represent the Navy in this ceremony. It is one of the most special things that we get to participate in every 4 years. And we're proud to represent the Navy before the entire nation and the world in this peaceful transfer of power and kind of the marking of civilian control of our military. So
you say it's one of the most special events in what? In your...
It's something that we only get to do every 4 years. And so for many of us, it's the highlight, these inaugural events, that participating in the parade, they're some of the highlights of our time here in the band.
Yeah, it's quite historical. It's great being a part of history.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
I said it's great being a part of history.
Okay. I'm still writing. If you don't mind, I'd like to get a little bit more about your arranging activity. Does the Navy hand down and give you assignments? Do they say, we'd like you to arrange this piece for this ensemble, or do you how much of this is done from your level up?
Oh, I never get to pick. I never really get to pick any kind of song that I want to arrange. It's always come down from the captain.
Okay.
And Collins, he usually decides, or it could be from one of our executive officers, our executive officer. I'm always given an assignment, and I'm given a deadline.
Okay, assignment and deadline, then, right?
Yes.
For the assignments come down from the captain, and did you say executive officers?
Oh, the executive officer, the captain and the executive officer.
Executive officer, is that plural or singular?
That's singular.
Okay. Okay. You get an assignment and a deadline. And what's one of the most difficult, are you able to say what's one of the most difficult assignments you've had? Or one of them? Just to give an idea, the reader an idea of.
I think my most difficult arrangement that I had to complete was Wagner's. Ride of the Valkyries.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was that's an orchestral piece. And I had to make an arrangement for concert band, and it was a lot of, and there wasn't much time to do it. It was a very short deadline.
Uh-huh.
And I think it turned out quite well. Oh, I didn't catch your name. What's your name?
My name is Dave Zukowski. Oh, by the way, I want to ask you about your name. My brother married a hill.
Okay.
From Bellsville. Do you have any relatives in Bellsville, PA?
I don't think so. No. I think.
And also, I don't know if you know the Century Inn in Scenery Hill.
Yeah, I do. It burnt down, I heard.
Yeah, it was originally called Hillsborough. And the man, because one of the hills founded the town.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm not related to anybody out there.
Okay. Let's see. I had another final question here. Let's see. What was it? Oh, how often, you know, I interviewed composers before as part of my writing career. And they said that they never get to hear it until it's actually performed. I mean, that's a composer. So there's a composition. They said that they didn't actually get to hear it until it's actually performed. Now, the same thing goes with arranging, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You don't actually. But how many of your arrangements do you actually get to hear before, you know, when it's performed for the first time?
Well, I come into our rehearsals, and I get to listen to the rehearsals. So every piece that I actually get to that I write, I get to hear performed in a rehearsal setting. It's just that I don't always attend every concert because we're performing concerts. There's so many on a weekly basis that I just can't be at all of them.
Hold on a minute. Now, what about when you are attend a rehearsal? Are you like a playwright that goes to rehearsals for a theater production and you get to tweak and change and adapt your arrangement, or do you just, is it carved in stone and that's what it is?
Oh, no, I really do believe that nothing is carved in stone.
So are you free to revise?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I revise constantly.
But I'm talking about at the rehearsal stage.
Yes, yeah. There are sometimes, you know, after I hear it, because I'll sit down and I use a computer and a keyboard, you know, and what I'll do is I'll write what it is that, you know, I think will work. And then after I hear it rehearsed live, sometimes I do change my mind and, you know, I do some revision for at that time during rehearsals, so...
I know that if you're going to be, I guess all of the musicians read the arrangement from a manuscript, you know, a musical manuscript, right? Are they electronic, or how easy is it to revise it? Because if you have to print them out over and over because of revisions, that could be quite tedious, I think. Do you have an electronic way to revise or not?
Usually whenever, I do my revisions, they're usually just pencil cuts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But you do all your stuff.
But I do all the main work electronically. Yes, I do. I have a music notation software that I use.
Okay.
And then, the parts for all the individual instruments, they're printed. And I also have a full score. It's usually on 8.5 by 14 paper. And it's usually, you know, I'm going to say around 50 pages long, you know, and then I have all the different individual parts. And then in terms of revision, usually it's just a pencil cut or two.
Okay. I'm thinking about, I think we've covered just about everything I could think of.
Okay. Great. Well, I'm so excited to be a part of this inauguration and to represent the Navy. So I'm very excited.
Okay, this is your second inauguration, obviously. So the first one, I can't remember the first one. Obama's second inauguration.
Yeah, it was Obama's second inauguration.
Was it? How cold was it then? I can't recall the weather that day.
I think it was in 40 degrees, maybe.
Oh, so it was fairly comfortable then.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that's going to do it.
Okay. Thank you very much.